السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers and our sisters who are listening. Moving back to the dua which we were discussing, which was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we had mentioned that the month of Ramadan is that ideal opportunity to improve ourselves spiritually. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan, for the purpose of self-development in terms of one's spirituality. One of the important aspects in the life of every single believer is the mahabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that we all have to make an effort to acquire. And we had discussed the various techniques that may be adopted in order to acquire this mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of those being the advice of the late Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in terms of making muraqabah over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then taking a cursory glance over one's sins. A kind of regret and remorse will be created in the heart, which is the essence of tawbah. And when a person makes that sincere tawbah, and tawbah in general, then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, that Allah Ta'ala loves those who repent. So when Allah Ta'ala loves someone, then that person too will develop the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other we had spoken about is to adopt the suhbat and the company of the pious. That fire of the muhabbat of Allah that is burning in their heart. So when we will spend time in their suhbat and in their company, then we find that those beautiful qualities that they have in their hearts, there will be a transferal that will take place. This is something that cannot be seen by the eye. But today, alhamdulillah, with the advent of technology, then we find that a person can have a cell phone. So long as he's got that Wi-Fi connection or he's got some mobile data, then he can download. He can download an entire application that was non-existent on his phone. So he can download that application, and now there's something new that has taken place on his phone that was not there before. Now if somebody says, okay, bhai, I didn't see anything happening here. I didn't see any application coming down from the sky and moving from this Wi-Fi router, whatever you call it, moving from there into his phone. So alhamdulillah, today with the advent of technology, we can understand these things. That if Allah Ta'ala has given man the capacity, that a transferal of information or applications or whatever it may be can take place from one device to another device without any visible connection. So what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to allow one heart to download from another heart, whether it's the mahabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, that taqwa and all these beautiful spiritual qualities, what's different? This is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we had mentioned making dua, and we know the month of Ramadan is such an important month, especially for the making of dua. Dua is such a thing, it's the essence of ibadah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Hadith Sharif, الدُعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. In another place Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is encouraging mankind to make dua to him. And then Allah Ta'ala says that indeed the person who does not make dua, the gist of the ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ, he will go to Jahannam. So dua in the month of Ramadan is something very important. Make dua for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And then we had mentioned one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us that make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, that Ya Allah, I'm asking for your mahabbat. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and Ya Allah, grant me the love of those who love you. And there again we had mentioned that even in this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is encouraging us to have mahabbat for the Ahlullah, because as we had mentioned, their suhbat, a person will get the mahabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in the dua, وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكْ وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ, that Allah grant me those actions and grant me the tawfiq to do those actions which will engender your mahabbat and your love, which will create and foster your mahabbat and your love. We find there's many actions a person does, but sometimes there's certain a'mal and certain actions which bring a person much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as opposed to other actions. Sometimes a person does an amal in secrecy. And that's the action which sometimes is the most accepted in the eye of Allah ta'ala. Some people like to do certain activities where there's lots of recognition. Everybody can see. And those actions where no one is seeing, sometimes those are the actions which brings a person very close to the mahabbat of Allah ta'ala. One example that comes to mind is that you find, alhamdulillah, people are distributing, whether it's hampers, whatever it may be. But sometimes you find that there's a few mothers and sisters within the confines of their home, they are making sandwiches. So they're making sandwiches for the poor and needy. Now, there's so many ladies that are making the sandwiches. Nobody knows which lady made which sandwich. There's no recognition in that. This is just an example. But sometimes it's that action where there's no recognition, where the person is doing it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes that's the action which is most maqbool indallah. There is a famous example of Zubaydah, who was the wife of one of the great rulers, Harun al-Rashid, if I'm not mistaken. So she was a very pious woman and she was very, very charitable. And one of her great achievements was that she had built a canal from the river Euphrates in those days. And this canal was directing water to the plains of Arafat and Mina for the Hujjaj. And she spent a lot of money in this year. What a great khidmat. For many, many years, centuries, people were benefiting from that water. What a great amal. When she passed away, so some of her close friends saw her in a dream. And they questioned her that, Allah Ta'ala, you built such a canal. How did Allah reward you for this great amal of yours? So she says, no, actually what happened was Allah Ta'ala had spoken to me, or Allah Ta'ala discussed with me, that on a particular day you were sitting in your garden. You were seated in your garden and it was a very hot day. And you requested your servant to bring a glass of cold water for you. So that glass of cold water was presented before you. It was very hot. You were desirous of that cold water. But as you were about to drink that cold water, the adhan was called out. And the water was in your hand. But as soon as you heard the adhan, you placed the water down. And you listened and waited for the adhan to be completed. Allah Ta'ala said, because you showed this kind of respect for my adhan, go into Jannah. So it was not that big canal that she had built. It was sometimes, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith sharif, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. That do not regard any action as insignificant, even if it means meeting your fellow Muslim brother with a cheerful countenance. So sometimes it's, because now for her to put that glass down, there's no recognition there. Nobody's going to say, MashaAllah, what a great thing you did. So sometimes it's those small a'mal that we do. So in this dua, we're saying, Ya Allah, grant me that tawfiq and that mahabbat to do such actions which will bring about your mahabbat and your love. وَالْعَمَلِ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now tries to, or teaches us, that ask Allah Ta'ala for what degree of mahabbat, what kind of mahabbat. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il bari. That, oh Allah, let your love be so intense within my heart. My mahabbat for you should be so intense that it must supersede the love that I have for my own self. That means I must love Allah Ta'ala more than I even love my own self. In other words, the person is willing to sacrifice his comfort, he's willing to sacrifice his wealth, he's even willing to, if necessary, sacrifice his entire life for the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ahli, and the person's family. For example, if the family is making some request which is against the hukam and the command of Allah ta'ala, and now the person is willing to sacrifice their happiness for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then we can say that, mashallah, this person has a greater degree of love for Allah than his own family. وَمِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. And then Nabi Kareem Sa'asim, to describe the kind of muhabbat, he says, Ya Allah, let that love be more beloved and more desirous than a glass of cold water on a hot day. So that is the degree of muhabbat. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us His muhabbat. He grants us the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhabbat for deen. And brothers, today will be my last program here. Of course, the programs will continue in the masjid. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly grants me the tawfiq to make amal. We make dua that Allah ta'ala continues to make the programs beneficial for all the brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a maqbool, a mabroor Ramadan. I humbly request all of you to abundantly make dua for us, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And if anything was said which may have caused taklif to anyone, then we seek forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.